ordered by Dr. Luke.
Amen.
So, he was found in chapter number 2.
Right, sir.
After the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the day, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintances. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions.
Yes, sir.
And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, "Son, why hast thou dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowfully." And when he said unto them, "How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business?" And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God
and man.
And with man.
All right.
You will allow for a little while. I want to talk about, amen, the childhood or the youth of Jesus.
Amen.
As I sat and studied and prepared for this occasion, ponder over the life of Jesus, I couldn't help but be amazed to think that this child, as a baby, as a teen, even as an adult, never done any wrong.
Amen.
Never was there an occasion where he disobeyed his parents. Never there an occasion where they were disappointed with his action.
Right.
Never an occasion where he did, for that matter, even thought a bad thing, not only about his parents, but about anyone.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, and I've had some children, and none of mine have lived their life and done any wrong. And can I be honest? I've been a child, and I didn't live mine and do something wrong. But wouldn't it be amazing to have a child that you never have to say, stop?
Wait a minute.
Don't do that.
All right.
If I have to tell you one more time,
Lord,
as God is my secret witness, I brought you in the world, and I will take you out of the world.
Yeah.
Joseph and Mary never had to say this to Jesus.
That's right.
And it would be an awesome something if I never had the discipline or whip my child.
All right, sir.
I don't know about you, but that's the reason got these muscles in my arms now.
Right. Yeah.
From beating.
Yeah.
Beating.
My children.
Yeah. I know that right.
But Jesus. Never seen.
Amen.
My God.
And as difficult as teenage years can be, with all of the different things that are going on with our body and with our mind, with the pressure of our peers around us who are telling us that you ought to do this. But Jesus didn't yield to anything. Beloved, the problem is not temptation, but the problem is yielding to the temptation. And I think about how you do that. It's difficult. It's hard being a child.
Yes, sir.
I know you're right.
When you think about the things that are going on around that they get exposed to
every day. You're right. All right.
It's difficult.
Yeah.
I understand. I know because, see, the older our children get,
yes, sir,
the less hold our influence have on them.
Yes, sir.
Don't fool yourself.
I hear you.
Your child don't heed to you at 15 like he did when he was 5. Because as they reach,
yes, sir,
those years, there's something that yearns on the inside of them.
I hear you.
To make their own decisions.
I hear you.
Yes, sir.
Besides, most children, when they reach 15, believe that you out of date.
Yeah.
You out of touch.
Yeah.
You back in the past. And you don't know what's going on right now. So they young
to
make their own decisions.
Yeah.
And not only do they want to make their own, but they have their peers who are encouraging them to do some things.
I hear you.
I wonder, have I got it?
Yes, sir.
So it's difficult.
You're right.
And I know it's difficult for them. Because, look, it's difficult
Yes, sir.
Better than that, though. So if you having a rough time being wrong, then how much harder do you think it is for your children to be a child?
Yes, sir.
Let me just say this to the children before I go any further. I know you long for the day.
Yes, sir. To get on your own.
When I'm wrong.
Yeah, I'm wrong. Amen.
I'm going to make my own decision.
Yeah. Talk about it, Reverend.
I'm not going to have them telling me what to do.
Talk to them.
But let me suggest to you, before you yearn for that too much, talk to some adults and let them tell you how they wish they were still a child. And that mama and daddy was still taking care of everything. I can remember when I left home and got on my own.
Oh, no.
Listen, babies.
And the rent was my responsibility.
Listen. Talk about it.
The light bill.
Talk to me.
Yes, sir.
My responsibility. The cable bill. Was my responsibility. The grocery bill. Was my responsibility.
Yes, sir.
The insurance.
Yes.
Was my responsibility. I remember saying that with all of these bills, how they expect me to live.
Yo, yo.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But when I was a child, mama was covering. All of those things. So let me just tell you, like my mama told me before I move on. My mother told me to enjoy being a child. Because you have the rest of your life to be grown. But it can be difficult. Especially in this day and time, because look, when I was growing up, all we were trying to do is get a pair of PF flies. Now y'all got Jordans, LeBron, and all of these other shoes in there. And I went to Nike the other day because they were talking about the LeBrons, and I said, well, I might want and when the salesman told me $260, I said it just quenched my want.
I know you're right.
It sounded for me. But to them, it's almost like you don't fit in. If you can't wear these type of clothes.
Yes, sir.
You got one.
See, when I was going, look, if you were fortunate enough, to get you a pair of Chuck Taylors.
Yes, sir.
You was bad.
Yes, sir. I know you're right.
Don't you step on my shoes. How time kept changing. But I believe tonight's parents. We still owe it to our children. To instruct them in the right way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't know about you, but my wife and I raised all three of our children. Because in my mind, Sister Ethel, I said, I want to raise them right.
Hallelujah.
Because one day, I want to leave here.
Yes, sir. I hear you.
want them to know.
Yeah.
I want them to be grown.
Yeah.
And take care.
Yes, sir.
Don't get me sad.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And look, the Lord has been blessing us because every time one leaves, we said, you can take your furniture.
Yeah.
And then we turn the room into something. Yeah. And look, the exercise equipment in here, don't touch none of them, but baby, that's the exercise room. We ain't got no bedroom there, man.
I know you're right. I hear you.
Yeah. I want them to.
Yeah.
I want them to experience life.
Yeah.
I want them to understand how it is to live on your own.
Yeah.
And I understand the difficulties, challenges that they face as children.
Yeah.
See, when I was growing up, the way our parents did us was you go outside and you play. And when you come in, you ate, you took a bath, and you went to bed. But now we have children who sit on computers and video games all day long. Never learning any social skills. How to deal and intermingle with other people.
Yes, sir.
They embrace
Facebook. Yeah.
Not only that, things in this day and time have turned so impersonal.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Shoot. Look, it is much quicker.
Yes, sir.
To pick up the phone and call.
Yeah.
But your children will text you. Instead of letting you hear. They're wrong. They might rather text
you.
Have I got a reason?
Yeah.
I think sometimes they do it because in a conversation they might say something.
Yeah.
And you start asking
questions.
Some questions.
Yeah.
So if I just text you,
leave it.
Have I got a witness? See, mine know that if I'm gonna text them back, I ain't got but one finger motion. So it's gonna take a minute. And after that, I'm gonna be tired after two or three texts.
Speak well, Reverend.
Even in this day of difficulty,
yes, sir.
There's still a responsibility. We still have a charge as parents.
Yes, sir.
One of them got a reason.
Oh, God.
One thing I would every parent would realize that your child, no matter what you think about it, your child did ask to come here. Have I got a business?
Oh, yeah.
That was something that you leave it alone. Somebody else. Have I got a business? And you made the decision.
Yeah.
You brought a child into the world.
Yeah.
Since you have done so,
yes,
we have a responsibility.
Yes, sir.
Unto our children.
Oh, God.
First of all, we need to bring them up in the admiration and the fear of the Lord. Have I done it?
Oh, yeah.
The Bible declares that you ought to train up the child in the way that they should go.
Yes, sir.
When they're old, you will not depart from them. Have I got it?
Yes, sir.
Parents, we ought to protect our children. We ought to man from the things of this world. Oh, I do realize that you can't protect them from everything. Those things you can protect them from, you ought to do so. See, I grew up in a time that even when it came to the choices of my friend, I had parents who would tell me if somebody else was a bad influence, if there was a child on the street who was constantly in trouble, I had parents who would tell me that I bet not ever catch you around so-and-so. And if I do, boy, I am going to beat the living. I can't tell you what daddy said.
He's still living, ain't he? you have to tell us.
But now parents don't even know who their children's friends are. And you let them bring them to your house and don't know who it is? Man, if you can't stop at the door and introduce yourself and tell me who you are and let me ask you a few questions, you better stop at the sidewalk. Don't come up in here.
Because
if you do, you're going to make me do like the songwriter said. Going to make me act like I wasn't a man.
I hear you.
Look in here.
Look in here.
Hallelujah.
We are teachers.
Yes. Yeah. Beware,
my parents demanded of me.
Yeah.
And all of my siblings.
Yeah.
I don't care if you don't know. If an actor asks you something, you better say yes, sir.
Yeah.
And yes, ma'am. And even if the actor got out of place, I still better not say nothing. They told me they would take care of the actor.
Yes, sir.
But I bet not fix my mind.
Yes, sir.
To be disrespectful to that.
Talk, sir.
Now, if I want a leader. Now, look, if I ain't lying down here,
Thompson,
I could say what I want to say.
Yeah.
I could do what I want to do. But if I wanted to leave, better watch my mouth.
Mother
used to have an expression. She would tell us when we had done something that she was not pleased with. She would always tell us, boy, I'll be frank with you. I really wanted to tell her sometime, I thought your name was Mary. But I might not be here. She would say, boy, I'll be frank with you. If you do that again, I will cut your jack in two. You got it.
Have mercy.
Because she wanted to teach us. Because look, if you're gonna make it in life,
come on,
you gotta have discipline.
Right.
I don't care who you are.
Listen.
You're gonna have to listen to somebody.
That's right.
I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to do what somebody tells you to do.
That's right.
One of the fellow got me.
Yes, sir.
Even on my job, I am always amazed at the folks who will call me looking for a job and say, well, I'm interested in working. I saw you had a posting, and I need you to call me at this number. And I just say to myself, I ain't looking. I got a job. Why am I going to call you? But it comes from us not teaching our children. One of the I got a bit.
Yes, sir.
The love, then we got to provide for. We're the RV ones. Amen. that they had.
That's right. That's right.
And those things that we cannot afford or that they don't need.
Yes, yes sir.
We ought to teach them and let them know that some of these things.
Yeah.
Amen. Really don't define you.
That's right. That's it.
Don't determine who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember as I was growing up, one of the things that my father demanded is that we could not bring anything to that house that he or my mother did not buy. I can remember that I would literally find stuff on the way home. And I would get to the house and he would say, "Where you got that from?" I would say, "I found it." And he would say, "Go lose it right where you found it. Don't you bring it to this house." I didn't understand it then, but I understand now that what he was saying, that I don't ever want to take a chance that you pick up the habit of stealing and start taking stuff that belongs to somebody else. When I look at here, the child Jesus in our text.
Oh God.
And I promise you about 12 minutes. Almost up. When I look at the child Jesus, I look at his mother and father, Joseph and Mary.
Yes, sir.
Though they knew he was special. Certainly Mary knew. Because the Holy Spirit had overshadowed her.
Yeah.
She had had a child without ever having known a man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Certainly Joseph knew.
Yeah.
Because the angel Gabriel had came and personally spoke with him.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Told him, "You don't have to be afraid to take Mary as your wife."
Yeah.
But though they knew he was special, they still didn't fully understand or know about Jesus' future. But they did him, or rather they raised him like parents raise children today. One day at a time. Wonder ever got a witness.
All right.
Beloved, those of us who have children, we ought to lead our children in the way and to those things that lasts forever.
All right.
It really doesn't matter how much I gain on this side. It really doesn't matter how much I accumulate while I'm here on earth. But remember, all of it is going to pass away.
Yes, sir.
Have I got
you? Oh, God.
Oh, yes, I understand. We ought to teach our children about livelihood. But more so, we ought to teach them about Jesus.
Yes.
Have I got a witness? We ought to teach them that even if you gain the whole world and lose your soul, then you lost. Have I got a witness? We ought to make sure that we share with our children the word of our God. Have I got a witness? Let them know that Jesus is the Son of God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have I got a witness? Let them know that Jesus can be a very present help in the time of trouble. Let them know that Jesus is the shepherd who has promised that you and I will never have to walk. Yeah, let them know that Jesus will be with you through the storm and the rain. There's a storm out like the wind, and it's surely moving its way. And if there's so, then I ain't indeed that they will surely drift away. Have I got a witness to the truth? Let me say tonight, as I hug to my secret love, don't let things be your number one priority. Now I got a witness. I heard, I said I heard Jesus say, and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be had unto you. Be alright. Don't give your age and mine as an excuse, beloved, why you can't serve the Lord. They call even a young child, if you'll give over to the Lord, can be useful, beloved, in the kingdom of God. It all right. If you don't believe, look at the life of Joseph. It all right. Joseph, the favorite of his father. I want you.